I am a speaker and like to be listened to. That is why I spend so much time sincerely listening. This is Dr. Herb L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you the thought for today. I am a speaker and like to be listened to. That is why I spend so much time sincerely listening. The great people of this world are not the people who do a lot of talking. They appear to be doing a lot of talking because they give a lecture or they give a talk now and then. But most of the time, they're listeners. And most of the time, they're listening in a way that you wouldn't think about. They listen within themselves. They listen to the divine in themselves, and they know who the divine is. They listen where it really counts. That's why they would say, I am a speaker and like to be listened to. That is why I spend so much time sincerely listening. But think about that. The great people in this world, we hear them, like Churchill or Roosevelt or Bush or whoever is a president or the leader of the country or the leader of a nation, or, you know, even Billy Graham. Billy Graham gives his talks. But stop and think. Sure, he speaks to a lot of people at one time, but what if you were to add up the hours that he talked in a week to others, and you would find that there's only maybe 8 or 10 hours that he's talking to others, and the rest of the time he's listening. He's listening to what the people have to say. He's listening, but you see, he is a very wise fellow. Now, I know you're going to say, why do you say he's a wise fellow? What makes you think that we understand why he's a wise fellow? What would make you think that we would be understanding of what terminology you're trying to mean here? Well, we just got done talking to Stefan Stressley in Switzerland and discussing with him his friend, and he was saying yes. And Rhonda, our in-house psychologist, was looking at the pictures of Stefan and his friend and said they look alike. Now, Billy Graham spends 8 or 10 hours a week giving talks or speaking to other people, and the rest of the time he listens to himself, because everyone in his world is a beautiful, polished mirror of himself, a reflection of who he is. So he is really listening to himself the majority of his time and the majority of his life, and we all do. Well, we don't take credit for that. We say, well, we're listening to the divine within. Is that something separate from us? No. We listen to the divine in Ingeborg and all of you. Is that something separate? No. Because the divine in me and the divine in you is one. The divine in us is all. The divine in me is all. And how do I see the divine in you, except that you are a mirror of the divine in me, because I created you? You see, a good speaker who likes to be listened to, he knows how to listen to himself. He knows how to listen to himself reflected through all the people that he talks to. And sometimes he gets a jog. Whoops, I was forgetting myself, you know. I was forgetting myself. I was going out and being dictatorial to other people, and really, it's me I must be dictatorial to. It's me I must say, I will pay attention to what thoughts pass through my mind. I will pay attention to what words that pass out of my mouth. I will be responsible. I will be in charge. And you see, we forget that's so easy. Just because another vehicle is speaking, we think it's something other than ourselves. And that's the silliest thing in the world. Silliest thing in the world. We have been taught that the rest of the world has rights. Well, the rest of the world doesn't have any rights. The rest of the world has no right at all. The rest of the world hasn't the right to be able to drive on the street. The rest of the world hasn't the right to eat. The rest of the world doesn't have a right to share wisdom and knowledge with one another. Only we have that right. Now you say, wow, you're sliding on thin ice there. Only we have that right. because we are the creator of all the world. Now, if we, so to speak, look out through our eyes and see the reflection of other people doing things that are not harmonious with us, then we had better polish our mirror, because they really are that reflection of us, but they are shining forth some of our darker sides, some of our lesser blessings for ourselves. And we should get those blessings in tow, get those blessings understood, utilize them well. So when you are driving your car, you don't care who else is on the road, you don't care where anybody else is going, you don't care what's going on around you, you drive your car with your wisdom, because you want your car to take you from here to here. And you know that the road is nice to drive on, and so you drive on the road. Now, you don't drive all over the road. Even when you're on a one-lane road, you tend to keep to the right. You know, you keep at least a little bit to the right, if not way to the right. But you keep to the right because that is where your side of the road is. That's where you have been training yourself to drive. Not because it's safe, not because it's right, but that's just a convenience. You drive there and you know where you are. You know what you're doing. Now, coincidentally, people driving the other way also know where they can expect you to drive, because you have created them knowing how you drive. You have created them knowing that you drive on the right side of the road or the left side. What side of your road do you drive on? You drive on the right side, don't you? You drive, this isn't England, is it? No. You drive on the right side. And so others know that if they're coming from your opposite direction, they're going to be driving on the left side, which would be their right side. But if you always just think the right side, you're okay. If you always just think that you're going to do things harmonious for you, you're okay. And it's not because there's other people on the road. You're not driving for other people on the road. You are driving for you. And you are driving what is comfortable for you and what is proper for you. Now, if you're creating yourself driving through a city, you know, you could bypass the city, but you're creating yourself driving through a city, then you're going to slow down, because you're creating people in that city. You're creating little children running around. You're creating dogs and cats and various things in the road, you know. And you're creating that. Now, you can create differently. You can say, I am the pure white light of love. All my ways are pleasantness. All my paths are peace. The road before me is clear. The road before me is clear. Doing that, you will not have any little children running around, any people walking across the road in front of you. The road will be clear before you. No cars will be in front of you. Maybe 50 car lengths ahead or behind or something like that, or maybe not at all. But there will be no cars in your way, because you're the creator. And my way is clear and filled with joy and harmony and peace. And that's what it is. But if you don't take charge and create that, then you will have the confusion of your mind. And the confusion of your mind is, you say, oh dear, shall I be responsible for this? Is this my thought? Everything is our thought. Everything is our creation. Everything is our responsibility. We want to be responsible in a positive, joyous way for everything we do. And as we're responsible, then we listen to ourselves. See, I am a speaker and like to be listened to. That is why I spend so much time sincerely listening. I sincerely listen to myself. And as I sincerely listen to myself, I know exactly what everybody else in the world is thinking, because we are all one. If I doubt, be careful. If I doubt, I'm going against the grain of my being. If I don't doubt, I'm in harmony with myself and all my world. And it's a wonderful thing. Now think where you stand on this here. It's almost as though we were giving carte blanche to our being disrespectful to others, and our going into the world and just saying, to heck with the rest of the world. You don't make any difference. You're not important. But rather, what we are saying is that I am the creator of my world. I take responsibility for the creation of my world. My world is good and very good. and every circumstance in my world is harmony and peace and love and joy and right action. Not bad, you know? Not bad. But that means we have to keep on our toes every moment. Because sometimes we have little recalcitrant thoughts, little negative thoughts that run in there and want to give us a hard time, and we say, no way, no way. Some thoughts come in and say, why did they run into me? Because you did not create your path clear, and you did not create yourself a responsible driver, or you were responsible to run into them, which is kind of silly. But always be in charge. Always take responsibility. I am a speaker, and I like to be listened to. That's why I spend so much of my time sincerely listening. When you know how to listen, you know how to speak. Because then every word you speak will be a positive, dynamic word beneficial to everyone in the world on any topic that you might open your mouth. And you know, that's another point. It says here, I am a speaker and like to be listened to. I can speak on any subject in the entire universe. It doesn't matter if the subject has never been subject to thinking about or talking about before, as far as we know. I know the answer. I am so smart. I am so good. I am so superior to the limitation thoughts that we think. Why? Because I listen to my divine. I listen to my source of oneness within me, and I can talk on any subject. Just like I told Rosalie, go to that philosophy class and woo them. Make them think that you're the most fantastic philosopher that ever lived. And she said, well, how do I do that? And I said, just ask simple Rosalie-type questions that don't have a lot of depth behind them, but the depth is deeper than we know. And if they talk about a philosopher, say, when did that philosopher live? Because they like to answer questions they know. And then they'll tell you, well, in that time, did they all believe that everyone had the right to speak out and say what they want to say? I mean, it's just anything comes to your mind. And so the people, no. Well, if they didn't, how come he said it? If they did, how come he didn't say it? You know, she can say anything she wants. And they'll say, wow, what a perceptive mind you have. What a great philosopher you are. Because she asks beautiful questions, sincere questions, and questions upon the subject, only upon the subject, you know, bearing upon the subject. So if you want to appear to be what you really are, then ask questions more than give answers. Because once people give you answers, they're merely telling you what you already know. And then you can be sure they will know it too, but they have told themselves by telling you, and they will think you're so smart because they will think you told them what they told themselves. Mm-hmm. And this makes the genius. Mm-hmm. And this is why it is so wonderful that you like to be listened to and you learn how to listen. Well, have a wonderful day. It is a beautiful day. I think this is the 2nd of January in 2004. And we're just ready and open and looking for more. I love you. I love you. I love you.